Hello, how is everybody doing? If you will let me know that you can hear me and all is well, let me know in the chat that you're here, that you can hear me. Coach Kara here. We're going to be doing the LGBTQ plus subgroup call. Happy Sunday, everybody. Will somebody in the chat make sure that let me know that you can hear me? Make sure you have your chat set to everyone. You'll see that it says host and panelist or everyone. You're going to want to make sure and check everyone. Perfect. Thank you, Prina. Now, today we're going to be doing the LGBTQ plus subgroup call. What that is we are doing open coaching today. That is right. You get to raise your hand and get coached. You also can just raise your hand if you have a question. You can raise your hand if you want to talk about something. This is for you guys. Good morning. Tell me where you guys are tuning in from. Mary is here. Brianna is here. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Sunday. I know I am. Everybody take a big deep breath in with me. I don't know about you guys, but it has been a week. I'm going to take a big deep breath and do it with me. I'm going to go. Just let all the week go. I hope everyone is doing great. Hi, Elaine. I'm so glad you're here. So while I'm waiting for people to pop in, this is a different time and call. It's 12:30 here at on the East Coast time, but it is a 1:30 Central Time Zoning call. We have people from Chicago, Michigan, California. I'm in Macon, Georgia. Who am I? I'm Coach Kara. I have been in No BS since 2017. I love Corinne clearly. You can see back there. Her little head is like hiding right there. But I too am in the LGBTQ plus member. I was a member before I became a coach. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little nervous this morning, if you can't tell. I was a member long before I was a coach. I joined in 2017 and found Corinne via the podcast. At the time, I was a woman in the South who was married to a woman in the South. I also have a wife. Well, I now have a husband. He since then has transitioned. Last year, around this time, on this subgroup call, actually, I got coached on this, and it was a very huge topic for me. And that's exactly why we have this call. And I'm so honored to be able to be actually coaching on this call today. For one, because this space, the LGBTQ plus group, means the world to me. It's a very safe place for all of us. It is a safe place for you to go in and talk, but we also have parents, we have grandparents, we have family members, we have partners, we have all sorts of different people who are coming in and trying to just go through life, because what we do is we do experience life a little bit different. And that affects our weight loss. That's why we have this subgroup, is because it does affect our weight loss, especially around the holidays. Think about it. You're going to go and do some holiday things with some family members that you know have thoughts about you or have vocalized to you about those thoughts. You may not feel like you belong where you're going to spend your holidays. So I want you guys to use this call for you. If you would like to get coaching, I would love for you to raise your hand. I would love to coach you. Currently, there are no hands raised. So please raise your hand if you want any coaching, and I will promote you to a panelist. All right. All right, Brianna, I'm going to promote you to panelist. No, that's a great question. This coaching does not need to be LGBTQ plus related. However, this coaching is only for LGBTQ plus members. So if you're in the subgroup, you're welcome to raise your hand. Hello. How are you this
Hi,
morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. What do you want coaching on today?
Okay. So I have noticed within the past week, although I know it's been longer than that, but I've been struggling with overeating while eating out. And I noticed myself comparing myself to other people. And I, so for context, so I don't know if you remember, we met in at camp, but so I'm polyamorous. I have multiple partners, and two of my partners are transgender women. And so when we go out to eat, I'll go out to eat with one of them or the other, and they can eat a lot more than I can. Yeah. One of them is 6'1", the other 6'6". And before I started losing weight, we could eat the same amount of food. And I would not that I was necessarily pacing myself to them, but I found myself lately having the thought of, it's not fair that they can eat more than I can. And I hate that thought, and I want to change that thought, but I can't think of a thought that's better. Because every other thought that I can think of is limiting. It's logically in my head, I think, oh, well, they just need more food than I do. But it's still, I'm still when I stop eating my food and they're still eating, I'm just this is not fair and I don't like it. And so sometimes I'll continue to eat because I'm just well, I just fuck it, you know?
Well, what's not fair about it? Why is it not fair that you are going to eat as much as they do?
I feel like it's not fair because they get to enjoy their food more because they get to have a longer experience with it. And I don't.
But does a longer experience necessarily mean, think about it. Have you ever ate for a really long amount of time and been uncomfortable?
Yeah. And that's what happens because I know, and this is where my logic brain is well, you don't actually need that much food because the next morning, every time it happens, I'm bloated, I have gas, I have heartburn. I feel the physical symptoms afterwards, but in the time when it's happening, I'm just well, I'm just going to keep eating because it's okay. But I agree, with my body.
What else is going on while you're eating? Because if you're just going to keep eating, you're making a conscious choice to keep. Mm-hmm. So why do you keep eating? What is the eating doing for you?
I think not only on dates, but also just in general with friends and family, I am distracting myself. Because I don't know what to do with myself when I don't have... The story I'm telling myself is that I don't know what to do with myself when I don't have food going into my mouth. But I know that's not true because at some point I stop eating and then I just keep talking and just keep doing whatever. But in the moment, I'm telling myself, well, I don't know what to do if I'm not eating.
Well, have you planned for what to do if you are not eating? For example, you know you're going to go on a date. You mm-hmm. know it's coming up. And you know you've had this overeat. We've mm-hmm. filled out multiple discovery worksheets. Mm-hmm. So this time, is there anything at dinner that you can do and or think about? What are you thinking about while you're eating? We know our thoughts are driving it.
So I tried this actually. So even though I had those four overeats, I actually yesterday and the day before didn't overeat at lunch and dinner. And so I'm trying to think of what was different this time. And so part of it was I made the conscious choice to change what I ordered. So instead of ordering the sandwich with the bun, I got it without the bun. And instead of getting the fries with it, I got vegetables on the side. And I started eating with the vegetables instead of starting with the sandwich. So I did a couple of different things that way. And that helped. But I still had that nagging thought in the back of my head that it's not fair.
Well, that's because we still don't know what's not fair. What's
That's true. That's true.
We can talk all day long about going in with a plan and having it, but we know that when we have an intention, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But when the thoughts are too big, this is when we will quickly jump to the do line to try and fix it. But when the thoughts are still there, we don't believe these new things that we're going here. I really don't need though. I'd really.
Right.
Our brain is no, we know that's what makes us happy. Mm-hmm. So it's give it to us versus slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you thinking about while you're on these dates?
I guess I'm thinking about I'm looking at my partners and we go on individual dates. So I'm not going on a date with both of them, but I'll look at whoever I'm on the date with and I'm like, wow, that's so much food. I wish that I could eat that much. I wish that I could, you know,
what is that food going to give you? Because why are you on the date?
Not for the food. No, it's not for the food. It's not for the food.
Right. I wonder your intention. You know, earlier when we were trying to figure out what to do, you know, mm-hmm. I wonder if your intention is to be on the date. You said something earlier that caught my ear, and you had said, "I don't know what to do if I'm not putting food in my mouth."
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you talking to your date?
I am. I am doing that too.
You're so into. Does that make sense though?
Yeah. No, it does.
Being in the moment, why are you going? And it may look, that may be pre-work that you do is you sit down and you really go, how can I be the most intentional at this date? Or how can I be the most intentional while I'm out with people? This can be even at dinners or Thanksgiving or anything you're out and around with. It's not just your partners that you feel this with. This is
It's with my friends and family too. Right. Yeah.
I too. And a lot of times it's the feeling. Like, what are you feeling? Because for me personally, I did this too, where I would go and I would find myself at parties just shoving my mouth full of food. And I would turn to the food because I finally was like, what am I feeling? What am I feeling? Mm-hmm. I was feeling like I didn't belong.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't, like something wasn't right. And so I didn't have anything to say. I didn't have anybody to talk to. I didn't want to talk to anybody. So what I did was eat instead versus push myself out of the comfort zone of hiding in the corner or at the table and just making more and more food and shoveling food into my mouth rather than enjoying what I was doing there.
Right. And I think one thing that I know about myself is that like I'm uncomfortable with silence and I want to figure that out because like if I'm not eating but they're eating, then like we can't both, I guess I could just continue talking, but I feel self-conscious if I'm just like talking and talking at them while they're eating. But like that's the thing, is I'm just uncomfortable with like, what do I do in the moments of, well, I'm not eating, but they are. And like,
what do you think that silence mean?
That something's wrong.
Right. So that's it.
Yeah.
So that's what's running unchecked in the back of your brain. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something to eat to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to remind yourself in that moment, nothing's going wrong.
Right.
Especially when you have that urge to overeat and you're like, but I just want it. But why? Do I need it? Like start to question yourself, but then drop into your feelings too. What am I feeling? And can I give myself that? Like if it's belonging, it's like, hey, let me share something about me, or, you know, be comfortable in some sort of way. Walk over to your favorite person in the room or turn and say, hey, I want to know more. Tell me more.
Yeah. I notice myself sometimes like creating stories in my head of what someone else is thinking. Mm-hmm. And there's a stark difference between me and my partners as far as like what we're thinking. Like if they're not talking and they don't have a facial expression, I'm just like, is something wrong? Like, are they upset? Like what's happening? And then I'll say like, what are you thinking about? And one of them will go, I'm just thinking about like dogs, or like I'm thinking about something just so ordinary, and here I am thinking like maybe they're thinking this, and it's really nothing. And so my head is creating these stories, and so I feel like in the silence I'm not addressing the fact that like nothing is necessarily wrong just because no one is talking or there's not something going on.
Right. And when you're silent, you're just letting that story run. Mm-hmm. So of course, silence is bad. That's what we've made the bad thing, is because when it's silence, that's when we let all those negative thoughts run and take over, which makes us not feel good. So we don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe the next time you go, or you know, this is coming up, go in with your intention. What are you going to go and do? How are you going to execute it? Give yourself the chance to practice it. Practice telling yourself, nothing's going wrong. Silence is perfectly fine. Maybe practice a monk meal before you go on your
night. Yeah. Maybe. I've thought about that. I've also thought about like, because whenever I go out to eat, it is with other people. And like, I've thought about what if I went out to eat by myself and like didn't have my phone, because I can eat a monk meal by myself at home and it's totally fine.
Well, what's the difference?
What's the difference is that, that's a great question. I think it's the setting for me. It's like, I feel like, oh, well, when I'm out to eat, there's this expectation, like we're all here for the food. That's what we talk like, oh, even though we're actually there for the experience, but we make it about the food. Like yesterday I went out to get Mexican food with my family, and like, you know, they bring out the chip baskets and everything like that. And the inner child in me was screaming at me like, you need to eat more chips. Like you're waiting on your food. You're waiting on your food. You need to eat all of these chips. And I was just like, no, I'm not going to do it. And I ate some of it to like curb off a little bit of the hunger, but I was like, no, I'm going to stop here because I don't need this. And I just sat with the discomfort of I'm not eating these chips and everybody else's, and that's okay. Like allowing myself to feel uncomfortable, because it's not just like, I think in my head, I'm thinking, well, I'm just going to have to be okay with it and everything will be fine. I'll have to learn how to be happy with it. But maybe it's not just about turning the discomfort into happiness. Maybe it's just, like you said, feeling my feelings, sitting with the discomfort and like allowing that to happen.
It is. And, you know, I want you to remember it's a choice to sit with discomfort or to sit and enjoy your meal with your partner.
That's true.
Like, yeah, just as much as like silence is uncomfortable, you are choosing silence to be uncomfortable. That's what those, like, remind yourself, you eat by yourself all the time.
That's true. And I have no problem when I'm by myself.
Right. It may just be that hard conversation. You know, you were at camp. It's like being that adult in the room, being the parent. What parent did you need? Not the parent that says, keep eating and be quiet.
Well, my family, when I was growing up, we didn't have family meals. The only time we ever ate together was when we were out to eat. So my experience of eating with people is eating out. And my experience with eating alone is when I'm at home.
Right. So now your job is to see what the actual difference is and you decide. Mm-hmm. You make that choice. This is your life that you're fitting weight loss in and food in your journey. You decide and define what eating out means. Mm. You get to choose if it's focused on eating or the reason we went out to see people. But right now, our old thought and our old belief was we go to eat and eat food here. This is why we're here. We're here to eat. When now you have a completely different thought on food. So it would feel back and forth and your brain would fight because it doesn't know which one to believe or which one it wants to follow, which one it really wants. But you get the power to decide that. Like you did that day. You just had a couple. You let it go through. It held over your hunger. It was the best way to do it. It's so great. Does that help?
It does help. It does, for sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you need anything else? Nobody else has their hands raised. Mary said she'd love to be coached, but she has to leave early. So Mary, if you're still here, raise your hand. Do you need anything else?
I think I'm good for now. Thank you.
You're welcome. You are absolutely welcome. All right, guys. Somebody else. Oh, I do have another hand raised. All right. I gotta remember how to do this. This happens all the time. Here we go. I'm going to change role to attendee. Bye, girl. It was good to see you. All right, Michelle. Hello, Michelle. Jenna, I saw you too. You will be next. Unless I can't get Michelle up here. Here she is. Hello. Hold on, I can't hear you. Let me ask you to unmute. Where are you? Go. I'm asked to unmute. You should be able to unmute now. Are you on your phone? It should be the bottom left-hand corner. You may have to go back out and come back in and make sure you say choose audio, Wi-Fi audio, and make sure you connect to audio. I'm going to promote you. Go ahead and leave and come right back and then it will redo it. It's a pop-up. Perfect. Jenna, I'm going to go ahead and promote you to panelist. Oh, there she goes. I'm going to promote you to panelist, Jenna. Jenna P. Hello. Hi, Jenna. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I was working on some homework before this, so I'm glad to have a little break.
Absolutely. What homework were you doing? Some schoolwork or BS home? No BS homework.
No, schoolwork. I'm in a master's program for library science and I have finals too. So
that's really cool. Well, I'm glad you got a break. What do you have a question on today?
Glad to be here. Yeah. Okay. So I have a question. Or I have a problem. I joined a few months ago and I was doing really well and I was losing about 2 pounds a week. And I felt really good. And then my wife left. Okay. And for 2 months, she was gone and I completely fell off the wagon. Okay. And I didn't care. I was angry at everything. So I was angry at No BS, even though it had been working, which doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hear Corinne's voice. Like when I would put on the podcast, I just was like, I can't do this. Like there's no hope anywhere. Well, we reconciled, thank God. And she's back home now. And I was mainly the cooker, like the one who cooked in the relationship. So I'm cooking dinners again and lunch, packing her lunches and make, you know, she also makes sure that I eat because I have diabetes. And so she makes sure that I'm eating regularly because I would go back and forth if I'm not supervised. I go back and forth between eating a lot and not eating anything at all. And that's what was happening when she was gone. So I put on a lot of weight because it was consistently inconsistent how I was eating. And now that she's back, I'm back on the plan and I'm doing the workbook and I'm listening to the podcasts. And I was so excited that this podcast or that this
call
came up because I feel comfortable in the LGBTQ group to talk about this. I don't feel comfortable in the other groups.
No, I understand.
But my worry is twofold. One, how do I get back on the wagon most efficiently to right. keep me on the wagon? But how do I also keep this from not attaching to my wife? Like,
I love, first of all, the fact that you can point that out, Jenna, I want you to know that you are in the right direction.
Okay.
So I want you to really go ahead and give yourself a pat on the back. You realize your wife's not the solution here. You are. It's not her.
No.
You're not trying to do this for her. You're doing it for you. And you know, when she was gone, I imagine there were a lot of things that you were feeling during that time and like trying to process. And now I think it's important for you to drop. If you have any thoughts about how that went, or if you feel any sort of shame, don't. It was what you needed then. You're okay. here right now getting exactly what you needed. You showed up, you raised your damn hand and you're getting coached, damn it. Like this is the act of true change. Like whatever has happened then has happened. We cannot do anything about that. What matters is how you move forward. And it sounds like you want to move forward for you.
I do. Like, I want this to be about me.
And that's how we move forward. You know, I'm going to explain. A lot of our newbies go through this. I think almost everybody who joins No BS does this because we're exposed to this amazing program called No BS that allows us to basically build our own weight loss system for our own selves. And we get to decide what goes on the plan. We get to decide. We have four super easy things to do. It seems super easy, and it is super easy. But then this thing called life comes flying in, and it smacks us half in the face.
Hold on. Sorry.
No, you're fine. So life comes in, smacks us in the face. And because all of this is very, 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 very new, because it's all very new, what do? We go back to our normal, what felt comfortable. So it's perfectly normal for your brain to go back, especially when you throw in some random mental stuff with a wife who we love and what in the world's going on. Like, think about what you've been dealing with. And I want you to know you've done the best you can.
I have. Right. I really have. And eating was such an easy thing to do when she was gone. And now it feels like...
What made it easy when she was gone?
So many things. I think the main thing is probably that I couldn't find comfort in anything, and food was the only thing I could find comfort in.
Did you like that?
I hated it.
Okay.
I hated it.
Food is not the only thing you find comfort in. You have comfort in other areas. You have a really comfortable robe on right now that I'm freezing and wish I had.
This is the best robe I've ever had.
But I want you to know that is also a feeling of comfort.
Okay.
Just like that robe gives you a feeling of comfort, that food comforts you. Why? What does the food do?
makes me feel like I'm in control.
Okay.
But I know I'm not. I know I'm not.
Are you eating right now?
No.
You are in control then. If you were truly not in control, Jenna, you would be eating now. That's not in control. You can sit here in front of me and not eat. And that's where, when we get these holes that we don't want to crawl out of, those little itty bitty real life truths, facts that are true, that our brain is spinning a web of lies, the book of lies of other things. We have to bring the truth in. You are absolutely in control with food. You control yourself with food all the time. But that's not the only place you have control, right, Jenna?
Mm-mm.
Where else you got control?
Well, I've got control over these finals because I'm kicking their butts.
Yes, you do. See, and that's the kind of control that we want to like lean into. Like, think about it. If you are trying to feel control and you found it with food, why not lean into the other ways? That's being proactive about it, doing something about it. You know, like, let's lean into those, studying for those finals. I know I'm stressed, but is that food going to help anything? That food did not make her come back. That food did not keep her away. It did not do it. It was literally just the food that came home from the grocery store, took a rent and doesn't pay. It's like that thing on TikTok that's like, hey, rent is due and I need rent. That's what food is for all of us. Up to us whether or not we consume it.
Okay.
So, do you feel like you are in control when she's there?
More so, yes.
Why?
I hate to be honest because it sounds so stupid, but...
I'll be honest. When we're honest, that's when we get to it.
I like to be the traditional, like, wife who, like, makes good meals for her partner who works really hard all day. And I like to care about what I'm cooking, and when I'm by myself I don't care. I'll eat a bag of chips for dinner with like dip, but with her I make food that's not only good for me but that's much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Jenna, I'm going to ask you a really hard question, okay? But it's okay.
Okay.
Is she more important than you? Because when you talk like that, it sounds like you don't deserve good food. You don't deserve someone to make food for you.
I guess I feel lonely when I make food for myself.
Why? Think about it. When you are cooking food for your wife, the amount of love and passion. I do this for my husband. I love cooking for him. He's taken over in the food department since I've gotten this job. I don't love it. But on Mondays, I try to make dinner because I like it. Like you, I like being that wifely. I personally do get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But for a long time, I said I got something out of it, but I was doing it all for the wrong reasons.
Okay.
I was doing it to hear praise or feel validated as a wife. Or to feel loved or not alone. Just because you're alone doesn't mean you don't need a nice, you don't deserve a nice meal. You can make a nice meal for you both and it be your favorite dinner, not hers.
Like, okay.
Think about it. When was the last time you made a meal you loved? Like, what's your favorite dinner? Like your favorite home cooked dinner? That you make.
That I make?
Ah.
This,
tell me, what is it?
It's this farro salad with radishes and arugula with a vinaigrette. And it's
phenomenal. Okay.
It takes a long time to make. So it's always so like laborious to make it, but it is the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Okay. So we do this in private coaching all the time where we give you guys homework. I want to give you homework, Jenna. Okay. And I want you to report back into our group and let us know how it goes. We're going to try, I want you to try something completely different. Okay.
Okay.
I want you to make this laborious, delicious dinner because you want to. You are going to put it on the food plan at some point this week.
Okay.
And it's your favorite. And if she says she don't want it, who cares? She can get Taco Bell delivered from DoorDash. You're going to have your delicious stuff. Okay. This is what we've got to do. We have to flip the script. This is not about her. We want this to be about you. You mm-hmm. said that you're losing this weight for you, not her.
Mm-hmm.
Do that then. Start planning for you and not her. You get to make the, you're going to fucking make the dinner. You might as well get to choose what goes on the plan. Like, think about it. And, you know, mamas too. If you're listening to this and you were just a mama and you aren't, this is you too. Like, if you would much rather have brie and apples than a last couple of bites of macaroni and cheese, purchase the brie and apples. But we forget about that. We put these other people before us and we think that their opinion and what they want and what we shall give them is more important than our own. And that's what happens. That's why we feel out of control, because you are. She has all the control. You've allowed her to hold the power. And it's nothing against her. We know we demonize them in our own brain.
Right.
But it's important to show it out. Like, look, the only reason I'm making her favorite meals is because I'm choosing to make her favorite meals. I never throw my meatloaf in the recipe book. I never throw in my delicious labor-intensive work because I don't deserve that. You do.
I do. Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to give it to you. Like one last spiel. So you know exactly what to do.
Okay.
To plan having that at some point this week before you have it. I want you to journal on why you have chosen this meal for dinner.
Okay.
And if you want to get real woo and take it to the next level,
you're
ready for it.
I'm Leslie Knope extra from Parks.
Perfect. As you are doing this meal, I want you thinking about yourself. Why do you deserve this? And I want you to get cute. Do this for you. Make this something you are going to enjoy. Pick out a playlist. I mean, if you like cooking with wine, pour yourself a glass of wine. Throw a glass of wine on the plan. Make it fun and enjoyable. Because think about it. Right now, when we're making dinner, it's not always fun and enjoyable, and we're doing it for somebody else. So it feels horrible. So when they leave, why would we want to do it? But now they're back. We're going to figure this out. We know no BS works. We just need to lean back on the four basics. But we want our thoughts in check. We want our thoughts to feel positive. Rather than, I'm just making dinner. I'm making dinner for me tonight.
Okay.
How does that feel?
It feels empowering. Like, it feels like... It feels like I'm taking back dinner.
You are taking back. I love that. You are taking back dinner. That should be like, you should be like on your shirt, like, I am taking back dinner. It feels very superhero-y. Like, watch out, world. I am taking back dinner. All right, Jenna, keep us updated, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
I am so glad. I know we talked about it a little bit, but I didn't want you to forget this. Go back to those four basics. Remember, life happened. We just want to slide those four basics back in with life now, and it will feel better, I promise. Lean back on those four basics. You're so welcome, and I'm so proud of you for raising your hand and getting on here. It can be really hard, but that's what it takes. It just takes getting on and raising your hand. Great job, lady.
Thank you.
Have a great day. It was good to see you.
You too.
If I can get you back to it. There you go. All right, Michelle. I think you're going to be here. Promote to panelist. Sounds good coaching, guys.
Ah, I think it worked.
I can hear you.
Yay. That's exciting. Oh my gosh, I had to mess with it so much to get it to work properly.
I am so sorry, but I'm so glad you were able to get it working. What do you need to do today?
So I don't have the most like well-defined question. It's kind of a little fuzzy, but maybe you can help me mesh it out. So basically, I have been doing No BS since the end of March, and I've lost like 35 pounds. So it's going really well.
Congratulations.
But now I'm like about 12 pounds from my goal. And I noticed that I am, I don't know what the right word is, like getting lazy. Like I'll make plans for like a couple days and then I fall off the plans. I fall off making plans, or I don't always stick to the plan. Because I've tried to be really careful with the plan in terms of not being rigid about it, like not making it like diety or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know how to get the momentum to get past like those first, like I get, like get over the hump of doing more than 2 or 3 days in a row, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So your that question of how to get past the hump 2 or 3 days in a row, well, it just, it means deciding on the day 4 to just make the plan.
Okay.
But I want to know, why don't you make the plans on some days? Like, what's the reason?
I don't know. I mean, it's really not that difficult. And for
do
a long
you,
time-
Do you get too busy, or do you like, is it like strategically, like we don't have a, like a set in stone time that we do this, or we've not completely into like, or is it today? It's Wednesday. We just won't do it today. We'll be fine.
I think it's kind of like, we'll be fine. Like, it, in fact, I uncovered this thought the other night. Like we went out to eat and like, I was eating and drinking more than I planned. And I said, you know what? I've been doing so well. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if like the it's no big deal, everything will be fine is like part of the issue.
Well, it is no big deal if it in fact was no big deal. Did you go home and think about it and then not make your plan the next day because it was no big deal the night before?
Probably.
See,
I mean,
that's where our brains, like when we're like, oh, it's no big deal. But then the next day we don't wake up and keep going. It's the wake up and keep going. It is okay. No big deal. You just have to make sure you decide it's no big deal and have your back. Like when we sit in the moment and we say, we're going to decide we like this choice we're making right now, because that's what you're doing. You've made a choice to go to dinner and say you overate or you didn't overeat. And you're like, I like this choice. This is completely fine. Let's use the didn't overeat scenario. You didn't overeat. You like the choice, but you go home and you second guess your plan. You're like, God, I was supposed to have a salad. I was supposed to have a salad, but then I had that really delicious thing that they were talking about earlier, and it wasn't the right thing. It's not on there. And so your brain starts to eat and just keeps going and swirling. It's when your thoughts are going of like, well, no, why are we even making a plan if we're not going to follow it? Like, what's the point? Why are we making plans?
Yeah.
Why do you make a plan?
To be accountable to myself.
Okay. So you can still be accountable to yourself, even if you don't follow it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I don't know. I'm kind of wondering if I'm doing some like self-sabotage, because I weigh the lowest I've weighed my entire adult life. I weigh less than I weighed in high school and college. And
I was wondering when you had said that.
I almost don't believe that I can lose 12 more pounds.
Oh, well, there it is right there. If you don't believe you can lose 12 more pounds, then why the fuck would you lose 12 pounds? Like, think about it. Like,
right.
What do you think it's going to take to lose this 12 pounds? Like, what's the story you got about this 12 pounds?
I don't know. Like, I don't think it's that difficult, because I'm still losing like 2 pounds a month, like without having to be like really wild on my plans. Like, I'm just doing things like, I still drink, but I drink on the weekends. Like, I don't have.
So why don't you believe you'll lose 12 pounds then? If everything is so fine, peach and keen, we're losing 2 pounds a week. Why do you think you're not going to lose these last 12 pounds?
No, 2 pounds a month. But
2 pounds
but
a month. Still, sorry.
I'm fine with that. But yeah, because I never have before.
Right. But just because you never have before doesn't mean you won't, right?
Yeah, I guess.
But you have to remind your brain that. It does think that. Like, think about it. If you've never, ever driven a car, or you've never walked. We all learn to walk at some point. What right. do? We walk a little, we fall. Think about it. It's just like your plans. You make a couple plans, you fall down, you get back up and you write some more plans. However, if you never get back up, you never learn to run.
And right.
running is maintenance.
Right. Right.
So the key is to keep getting back up and keep going and just okay. keep trying. Even if it looks like, Michelle, like a plan is in your phone or a plan is literally written out on a sticky note. Like,
yeah, I do that sometimes. Yeah. So at least I'm making a plan.
Right. Because that's the part that is important to you. You said earlier, the reason you make a plan is to keep yourself accountable, to assess yourself, to look at those things. And all you need is your sticky note to assess, to see what you did.
Right.
There's okay. there's no judgment though.
Okay.
Like going off plan isn't a bad, or not making a plan isn't a bad thing.
It's just a thing. And you have to do the next right thing.
Right. It's no different than our last one where life, we're doing great. We're losing, we've lost 35 pounds. We're doing so good, but we're getting a little nervous. Life is happening. It's getting a little slower. So our brain starts to freak out. We just have to remind it. No, we're still doing things. We're still doing everything. But the more you practice the thought of, no, we've got this. We're going to keep going. This 12 pounds isn't going to be hard. Really amplify that belief you have that it's not going to be hard and it will okay. feel easier.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate
answer
it.
Answer your question though.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Be sure you're very clear about what that story about losing that 12 pounds is.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I know.
Take to get there. That's that maintenance part. A lot of people get stuck in that last 15 pounds because our brains think, this is when it's time to lose those carbs. This is when we can't have sugar anymore. This is when we lose the Coke. This is when we do all of those things. And that's not really the case. It's not really what we're going to do, but our brain goes there. And so we subconsciously decide not to make a plan. We decide okay. it's not important in the moment.
So okay, that makes sense.
Really be clear on why you're doing it, what the intention is, and what you get out of it. Because you feel better okay. when you have a plan, right?
Yes, definitely.
Right. And that's what we want. Like, you want to feel better that you've got a plan, so you naturally make it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right. I'm glad you're able to get your audio going.
Me too. Oh my gosh. I was like so upset.
Let us know how it goes. Keep us posted in the Facebook group. And if you need accountability in there, we can help keep you accountable there too.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
I have a gift for you.
Hold on a second. There we go. All right. To panelist. I think this is Rhonda. Brittany, I agree. Every minute, anybody who cooks for other people and you're making your own food, I'm telling you, celebrate the fuck out of making your own food. It is important. That's not something we are taught in the become an adult lesson. Okay, I had made somebody an attendee, but now they're gone. Rhonda, are you still here? Did you go? That little voice was adorable. All right, I have no hands raised. We have 15 minutes. So raise your hand there's a Q&A. I missed it. Okay. Non-weight loss related. Super proud of my non-binary kiddo. They are 12 and had their name changed over a year. As a Christmas gift, I was going to start the official name changing process, but then thought it might be respectful to frame it a basic right. Oh, I see. Being called what you want as a gift. Any thoughts? So I do think that this is a beautiful gift. Here's my thing. Non-binary kiddos, from my personal research, and I will tell you, this is from my personal research, they truly are non-binary. Like, sometimes they'll choose a name, sometimes they won't, but a lot of times they do just like they like just existing as they are. But I think you asking, hold on, I'm going to read your question. As a Christmas gift, I wanted to start the official name changing process, but then thought it might be respectful to frame it as a basic right. being called what you want as a gift. Them being called what they want, I think, is a basic right. But why not ask them? Have you asked them? It's something that I've learned really in my own personal journey, in name changes or just not really knowing or traveling these uncharted waters that we really don't know what the, there's no right way to do it. That's the kicker here is, and that's what makes these things just a little hard is that it's, there's no right way of doing it. It's the only right way to do it is if you're doing it with good intentions. And it sounds like you are, but I would ask, definitely ask. You can even put in a card that that's something you were wanting to do, but wanted to give them the option of that. Or what name do you want? I would love to start this for you starting the new year. I mean, that's as sweet as a card or a conversation on a bed at night. But I would definitely ask them. I do think naming is something like you did give that kiddo a beautiful name growing up, just like my mom gave me a name, but she also called me Kara Marie for a long time. And now I'm just Kara, but it's just a name. So definitely, definitely consider asking her, no BS land, asking them and seeing what they think and see what they want to do moving forward. It is a very personal thing that they do. So you can do that. Yeah, and in the chat, other people are saying ask kiddos too. Oh, wait, it's okay. We heard your daughter. We love hearing daughters. All right, guys. Well, does anybody else have any more questions? Does anybody want to walk through their Thanksgiving Day plan? Does anybody have a protocol ready that they want to walk through? See if it's okay. I'm sure it's fine, but I'll tell you mine. My protocol for Thanksgiving is one plate, a scoop of anything I want, and two desserts. Not just one, two. You never know. Somebody might be bringing another thing. All right, guys, we'll get out here early if nobody else has any questions. I hope you guys like this. Please let us know in the Facebook group what you thought about it. If there was anything that you think we can do to improve upon this, I'll probably do the next subgroup call as well. But I want to know your feedback. And if you're not, oh, Brittany, I'm sorry. And if you're not comfortable coming on and getting coached, please always use that Facebook group for you to just go on and do. You also have Ask Coaches. You can put your things in Ask Coaches. We can all coach everything. All right, Brittany, what you got for me?
How are you guys?
How are you?
Got up and moved because where I was sitting, you can totally tell that I don't have a bra on. And I was like, nah, I'm gonna do everybody else a favor on this one.
I have a bra on for you guys. Don't you worry.
I did it. I was like, no, I'm not gonna join. Oh, maybe I will. Okay. So I have been struggling a lot lately with thoughts around my body, like trying to work against my body. I had blood work done recently that just shows like my PCOS is off the charts, not in a great place right now. And so I'm tweaking some medications and things like that. I also just got diagnosed with sleep apnea. And literally when I was in the sleep doctor's office, he was like, yeah, between the PCOS and the sleep apnea, I'm not surprised you have like the hardest time losing weight. And I was like,
doesn't that feel so great for them to just tell you
a little bit? Yeah, I think you're the first person that said like I'm not surprised by that, because I told him, I was like, you know, I've been like in this, I call it like my food therapy, like when I'm talking to anybody else, I'm like, I've been in this food therapy thing since like February, and I'm like, I've lost some weight, but like it comes back on super easy. And he was like, yeah, between that and this, like, not surprised at all. And so like I'm really struggling with this, like reconciling like the no BS framework of like, it doesn't have to be perfect, just do my four basics, mm-hmm. with like, for my body to lose weight, it does have to be perfect. And if I am not perfect, then it does come back, right? Like I'm just, and feeling constantly like it's this like battle against like, I don't want to constrain the what of what I'm eating so much, because that puts me in very much like diet mentality territory. And then also like at the same time, it's like, but all of these things over here are like, yeah, you kind of do have to constrain in these sorts of ways. And like, I try to journal around that tension a lot of like which side of, you know, which which wolf am I feeding right now, right? Like, which side am I going to fall on today? And I really, like, check in with myself when I'm, like, writing those plans, which I do, like, 6 days out of seven. And, you know, send my messages to my accountability group, who are also like, yeah, look at all the things you have going on right now. Like, you're not gaining. That's a plus, right? Like,
well, and that's something we as PCOS. So I don't know if you know this, Brain, but I also have PCOS. And that is something that we forget a lot. If you are not gaining weight and you have PCOS, you are winning.
Yes, because it comes on like that.
Right. Like, you are winning.
So
I want you to remember that. And so I'm glad that you recognize that. But you said something earlier that you were going to have to lose weight perfectly to lose weight with your body.
Right.
Is that true? Truth. Like, judging the comment is not true. Okay. Then you get to decide. Right. And I would strongly would hope that you would decide today that you no longer are going to say that.
Right.
Because it doesn't feel good. When you think, I have to be perfect to lose weight. How does that feel?
It sucks. It feels like uncomfortable. Like, it feels like I will never be perfect. No one is ever perfect. And so, like, as long as I hold this idea of, like, I have to be perfect, then any amount of not perfect, I am immediately just, like, so critical on myself. Like, instant judge, instant shame, like, and all of those. And that sucks worse. Like, it's like, I know I'm just, like, setting myself up for this string of, like, sucktastic thoughts for the rest of the day. And I don't want to do that either. So I know, like, where to back it up to. But then that, like, part of my brain's like, but rationally, you know, you do have to be perfect. Like, logically, you do know, like, the shitty part of my brain.
We just told you that logic and rational were a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. It feels that way. Yeah. But it's like, how do I get that part of my brain to shut up? Like,
what do you truly believe? Think about it right there. I'm going to answer this question. Somebody in the chat asked, what is PCOS? And PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome. It is a testosterone and insulin hormone horribleness. It's just a diagnosis. It's just a diagnosis. That's all it is. It does make it harder to lose weight, and it does, it makes it harder. It doesn't make it impossible, and you don't have to be perfect,
right?
But it does make it a little bit harder. So it's said. You're welcome. So what's your answer?
So I guess, like, my question in terms of, like, the strategy of how to lose weight with PCOS is, like knowing that, like, all of those different parameters, right? How do you find that balance between, like, not being so restrictive on the what of what you're eating and allowing for, like, some imperfection, like, allowing for, like, realness, right? And then, like, you know, versus that other side of, like, but you do kind of have to be, like, in a certain way. And I try to frame that, like, this is what I'm eating to nourish my body. This is what I'm eating to, like, support my health. This is what is going to be really great for my hormones this month, this week, this
week. Why are you losing weight?
Because I want to look good naked.
Okay. So why don't you just eat good foods to look good naked? That's, like, rather than, like, throwing PCOS in this at all, why aren't we just holding on to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. PCOS is real. Yes. A doctor in a white coat said we should probably try to lose some weight for it, but let's be honest. Lots of people have PCOS and they don't know it. Lots of people don't care. Lots of people don't have to be perfect to eat anything. Lots of people aren't going to do nothing about it. Lots of people won't get blood work to even find out if they've got it.
Yeah.
What makes you really different than those people?
The fact that I'm trying.
Yeah.
But that I care and that I know about it. But otherwise, like, that's it. Ultimately, like, everybody's, you know, individual, like, blend is so different. So, like, right.
Like, it's not like diagnosing somebody with a, first of all, nothing is like that. Nothing's going to be the exact same, but your PCOS is going to be different than my PCOS.
Right.
It's going to be different than Yesenia's PCOS. Everybody's going to have something different, and we're all going to have the fix or what. Here's the real key, Brittany. This is how you lose weight on PCOS. Everybody open your ears.
I'm listening. I'm writing. I'm here for it.
You have to start listening to your body. And what is telling you it wants. And if it is breaking out in acne because we won't stop eating chocolate, it's telling you to stop eating the chocolate. Yeah, we're sitting and we're like on the bed and we can't roll over, it's telling you to stop.
Right.
But it's checking, like, yes, those are very surface, but then there are other things. There are, like, you know, when your stomach's churning, you know, when you may have had a little too much dairy.
Yes.
You know, when you can't, when you need to stay away from the spicy because your eyes are like watering and you're drooling everywhere because it's so hot. Those are still our bodies telling us what we need to do. So your true key to figuring out weight loss is leaning in on figuring out what your body needs.
Okay.
And yeah. We say hunger scale all the time, but it's your full body. It's not just your stomach. When you're thinking, am I hungry? Or what do I need? It's your whole body. Your body may need to go for a run, not to go in there and go get some peanuts. Like, but this is serious. Like, if you're—
Yeah, no, I totally appreciate that point. Yeah, it's, and I think in writing my plan, I need to be thinking about, like, that body scan. What do I need today? What's going to, like, support me best today? As opposed to, like, how much can I get away with and still lose weight? Because right. That is, like, I think that's how I've kind of been framing it a little bit. And I think that that's what is, like, it's like, how much can I be a rebel against my own body? And that's not, like, that's not really, like, supporting me, like, physically or emotionally or even from, like, a self-love kind of place. So.
Right. Because how does that feel?
Oh, yeah. It sucks. It's, like, constantly feeding that, like, I'm just working against myself feeling.
And what do you do when you just work against yourself like that?
I usually, like, be more frustrated. Like, I end up being, like, frustrated with myself. And then there's a lot of, like, fuck it happening where I'm just like, fuck it, I'll have an extra beer than what's on my plan. Or, like, fuck it, I won't go for a walk today or whatever. Like, there's a lot of, like, pushing the boundaries against myself. And it's like, why? Like, these are, like, I've set these parameters for myself to support myself. Mm-hmm. Why am I trying to, like, break my own rules? And, like,
it's because it's a rule. Probably because you see it as a rule. You sound
I like do. It sucks.
So it sounds like you're just trying to break these rules, but you've got to remind yourself you're the one that made these. Like, who is the maker, the creator of the plan?
It's not Corinne. Corinne's not making
plans. Corinne could care less what's on your plan.
Right.
She could care less if you made a plan. Like, what she wants you to do is listen to your body. Like, she wants you to have your own back. Like, if your choice today was not to make a plan, then you fucking have it. And if you feel like making a plan, you need to make it. Like, if that choice is, yeah, I'm going to go to Dairy Queen and get a Blizzard.
Right.
It's having your own back.
Yeah. I think that that's the part that I need to, like, I think that's where that reconciliation between those two parts is like that, like, I'm not having my own back because I'm just fighting against myself, right? Like, I think that that's the reconciliation between those, that, like, perfectionist tendency versus...
Well, can you trust yourself to show up for yourself?
Yeah. I don't do that very well.
Well, that's why that's what this plan is. Like, we make a plan and we don't follow it, or we want to be a rebel. We're just not really, it's okay. We're just not good at following through with what we say we're going to do right now. But we're getting better at it. You're on this call getting help. Like, we're figuring this stuff out. But it's remembering, it's just keep going. We just keep going. We just keep figuring it out.
Yeah. Okay. I will keep those things in mind, and I very much appreciate it.
Well, and I want to remind you that you have the power to change that thought of, it's so hard, I don't want to do it. Or it's like, there's just so much, you know, just as much as you are leaning on, well, you've said a sphere. I wish I'd have written it down so I actually had it. You're talking about, like, making a plan and what you think about it. Like, you're not going to like it. You're not going to do it if you don't like it. And right now it sounds pretty miserable. It sounds like you're making a plan that sounds very PCOS-y, like something that you printed off of the,
No, it's more just like, you know, it's that, like, like, I've lost weight in the past doing it like this, doing this, like, super low carb thing. And then I do that, I'm just like, oh, I'm tired. I feel gross. Like, I just want carbs. I start to get, like, those, like, carby cravings, because I know that that long term doesn't work for me. But, like, okay.
So that is body physical proof.
Right.
That your brain also has to listening to my body works. I know I don't like that. When I did keto, because that's what you did, you got keto flu.
It was Whole 30 flu, but yes, it's Whole the same.
What? Yeah,
same
but
thing. Yeah.
You know what your body did. We tried it.
Yeah.
Trust that you tried it and throw it away.
Okay.
Now, if there are other things, like mine is keto. I love me a bunless Big Mac from the McDonald's. That is the best go-to because right. It's what I found it on keto and I think it's great. So it makes it on my plan a lot. Lots of things from there too. But I choose for it to hit the plan.
Right.
Not because you're somebody
still making said, a choice.
Where right. You should. This should not be on the plan. This should yeah. be on the plan. There's no shoulds. I choose for this to go on my plan because X, Y, Z.
Yeah. Which is like that should. So my accountability partner, we were talking about this a couple days ago. And then today she was like, yeah, like, you know, that rebellion, like self-care is like a rebellion to all of the shit that hasn't worked before. And I was like, oh, okay. I can just like rebel against something different. I can still be like pushing those boundaries, but now it's like pushing them in a way that is self, you know, like very self-focused and caring and like truly like a loving act for myself. And but still
be creative, Brittany, like make this yours. Like, what does that look like for you? Like you said, you want to look good naked. Like right. How can you remind yourself in the moment that you want to look good naked and the Cheetos don't matter? Like, but seriously,
that's yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
It's, when you eat, what's happening when you're eating is you have a choice. Your choice is to eat or to not eat. And generally we choose to eat because we know we like to get things really quickly and we know we're going to get the dopamine hit very quickly. Mm-hmm. And get a little bit of happy going.
Right.
But when we get a little bit of happy, we are exchanging long-term happiness.
Always. Yes.
Every single time.
Yeah.
So when you look at whatever it is that is hanging you up,
right.
Is my body worth that? That sexy body I want.
Hmm.
Does this add value to my journey of getting that sexy body? Like,
right. That's a good point too.
What do I really want? Do I want a hot body or do I want the Cheetos?
Yeah.
It's being willing to ask those questions in the moment and then coupling it with the having your back. Like, yeah, bitch, I do want that hot body. How empowering okay. would that feel?
Yeah, that would feel awesome. Like knowing that I'm constantly making choices towards that as opposed to like, geez, Maryland's.
I love it.
I'm not a Cheeto fan. Like it's a textural thing for me, but I can appreciate the like, I can appreciate that like motivation towards like a different kind of thing as opposed to feeling like I'm just like sitting in this like shitty diaper feeling of like it's being grumpy about all the things.
It's the story you have around why you're doing it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, and it really does like get back to your why. JC said this in the chat too. Like, why are you doing this? It is not to fix your PCOS probably.
Right. Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah, you care. Yeah, you want to, but that's not the driving reason. So when you go to sit down, oh, I shouldn't be eating these carbs because of my PC. Of course, that doesn't feel like something you want to do in the moment.
Right.
But if you are like cashing in the hot bod, that's a completely different conversation.
Yeah.
But it's being real with yourself in the moment of what you're actually choosing.
Yeah. I think I'm at a place, like for a while, I was in this like blind eating kind of thing where I just like wasn't even paying attention to where I'm eating. And so I've been working on like really checking in, like as I'm doing that. And I think I'm in a place now that I could be like asking that question every time I'm eating and then like good. Making that assessment afterwards of like, did I do a thing towards this goal? Did I do it? And like just writing that on my assessment every single day.
Or even just the days you remember, you know, a lot of us like to fall into the, like, we'll do this every single day. And then we don't. And then it's like, oh man, I didn't do that the other day. And then we don't write it. Like, what if we decided we just write it the days I did this with one of my private clients the other day. She was like, okay, I'm going to do it every day. I was like, how about we just rack up as many as we can this week?
Yeah. I appreciate you like calling me on my perfectionist tendencies because I'm never going to be perfect. Right. Like,
right. Yeah. Right. You will never be perfect.
Yeah.
This I appreciate not, you this like, is not calling the perfect that. Dream. Like, yeah. And really truthfully, and this is a thought that I lean on a lot, like it's a power thought for me is if If I get to choose, why can't I choose easy? Or if I get to choose, where is the easy?
That's crazy. So one of my mentors, her name is Marilyn, and she has this thing, like her one of her mantras is, I choose easy world where everything is easy. Mm-hmm. And it's like my magic phrase for like all of my work stuff. Like if it's not in flow, it's not easy. Like we don't go there, right? Or it's like all of my other like life systems and like raising babies and balancing all the things. And for some reason, like,
girl, let's
until you just said that, I was like, why would easy world not apply to food? Of course, easy world applies to food. Easy world applies to everything. So
Sarah Gross one time was doing something. She was like, food is so easy. And I was like, oh, I'd kill for food to be easy.
Right.
She was like, why don't you just,
why are you making it so fucking complicated?
And I was like, what is easy?
Yeah.
And I did. I went back and I did the good, better, best worksheet with just easy foods. Okay. Like, I was like, I'm going to have a good, better, best worksheet for easy food. I'm going to have a good, better worksheet for like my level ups. Like, what does the level up look
like? Yeah, like I would love to put a Pharaoh, like a beautiful Pharaoh salad on there, but I know that my ass is not going to cook that because that is not easy for me. So like my easy food is going to look like,
comes in a bowl.
Yeah, it's like my easy food would be like boiling bag quinoa with some like Costco chicken on it, done. Yeah. So okay, I'm gonna
my easy food is bag salad, DoorDash, like anything that is convenient. I really love cauliflower pizzas. I really like, if it is convenient, I'm going to eat it. Is that
my easy food is like rotisserie chicken and like frozen veggies. Right. All, yeah. So, which is okay. Cause like, I like that stuff. So at least I do have some easy food identified that I enjoy, and I'm not just like choking down a giant container of leafy greens because I don't like leafy greens. It might be easy and it's great, but I don't like it. So,
okay. Well, and leafy greens can be made easy. It's called a green juice.
Oh, that's true.
I'm serious. Like, I have gone, the easy thing is real. Supplements are here now. Like, we're like, it makes sense. Like, I always wondered what it took to be that person. It's really
convenient. It's like
convenient. It's what works. It's not even convenience. It's not even all. It's figuring out what works for you in your life. Like,
yeah,
we each have different lives. Some people are going to be able to go and cook for their wife every night. Some people aren't. Some people are going to go sit at a restaurant with their partner. Some people are going to do different things. But it's figuring out what works for you in your life. Maybe easy is the key. Let's hit the easy button.
Easy. Give me high fives. Cool. Okay. Thank you very much. I know time's up and I very much appreciate it, and coaching for all of the rest of the people today. So thanks.
You are so welcome. I enjoyed coaching all of y'all, and I hope you all have a fantastic Sunday. I love this. Please give us some feedback in the Facebook group. Please use it. Y'all tag me in anything. You do what you need to do. All right. Y'all have a fantastic week. Let me check this Q&A really quick. I'm still here. So, Jani, I'm going to answer yours in Facebook. All righty. You guys have a fantastic week. I will see y'all next time. Bye, guys.